Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Rab Meir ben Rab Mardechai, his neshama should have an aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Rab Pesach Moshe ben Rab Ezer Zalman, his neshama should have an aliyah. And now we're going to talk about the Shalmei Simcha. As we said in the introduction to the Masechta, and we mentioned briefly in the previous Mishnah, there's a chiyuv for a person to have simcha on Yontif, and that simcha is brought about by eating meat. So he has to make sure that he's going to be bringing karbonos so that he can have meat. Now the Mishnah tells us what these karbonos have to be. As we've said, he doesn't have to bring a karbon that's only meant for the Shalmei Simcha. If he happens to be bringing a karbon anyway, that could be counted as his meat for his Shalmei Simcha. So the Mishnah clarifies, Yisrael, if this person's a Yisrael, which means he's not a Kayin, Yaitzin they could be yetzei the chiyuv benedarim unedavos. These are different types of karbanos that a person promised he's going to bring throughout the year. Let's say he had a big nes happen to him, or he was so happy that he finished seder mayid, he said he's going to bring a karbon, and he's bringing that karbon on yontif when he's oil regel. He could be yetzei his chiyuv of shalmei simcha with that meat. Uva Meiser Behema, and with an animal of Meiser Behema, every single year, a person has to take all the new animals born to him, he counts them, 1, 2, 3, 4, so on and so forth, and the 10th one is Meiser Behema, so he could use that as Shalmei Simcha, and Vakayhanim, if this fellow is a Kayin, he could also be Yaitse his din of Shalmei Simcha, Bechatayis uva Ashamais, with a carbon chatas or asham that a different person brings to the Beis HaMikdash, Kayhanim get to eat part of that meat, so that meat can be counted for them, uva Bechar, and with a firstborn animal that a different person gives this Kayhain, uvechaze v'shaik, these are different parts of karbanos that Kayhanim get to eat. Avaloi ba'ayfais, but Kayhanim cannot be yotzer the chiyuv of simcha with meat from birds, because that's not the meat that brings simcha, v'loi ba'menachais, and not with a carbon mincha either, because a carbon mincha isn't even meat. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Mishayesh le'ayichle merubim unachasim muatim, a person that has a lot of eaters, he has a lot of mouths to feed, he has a big family, maybe he has 16 kids in his family, so it's him, his wife, and 16 kids, it's a total of 18 people that have to eat, but he doesn't have so much money. That's what nechasim muatim is. So maybe shlamim merubim v'oilis muatais. He brings a lot of carbon shlamim for the shalmei chagiga, and he brings very few oilis, and that's what Mishnah Beis was referring to when Beis Hillel said that the minimum amount a person is allowed to spend on oilis re'iyah is one kesef, so that's applied to this fellow. He's allowed to spend even just one kesef on his oilis re'iyah. However, on his shalmei chagiga, he's going to spend a lot more money because he has a lot of mouths to feed. Now the opposite is true as well. Nechasim merubim v'oichle muatim. Let's say he has a lot of money, but he doesn't have so many mouths to feed. So maybe Eilas Merubais, he should bring a lot of Karbanos Eila, and he shouldn't just spend one Ma'a on a Karban Eila, Ushlamim Mu'atin, and he only has to bring a few Shlamim, which means he doesn't have to spend so much money on it. Now let's say Zevezem Mu'at, he doesn't have so many mouths to feed, and he also doesn't have so much money. Al Zeh Namar, on this, the entire Mishnah Beis was said, Ma Chasef Ushtei Chasef. He has to at least spend a minimum of one Ma'a on his Eilas Re'iya, and a minimum of two Chasef on his Shalmei Chagiga. Zev Zem Merubim, let's say he has a lot of mouths to feed, and he, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of money. So al zeh nemar, on this, the pasuk said, Ish kemat nas yadai, a man like the giving of his hand, kebirchas Hashem lekecha shanos alach, proportionate to the bracha that Hashem your God gave you. And since Hashem gave him a lot of bracha, he has a lot of money, he has a lot of mouths to feed, so he should spend a lot of money on all of his karbonos. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.